Thank you for listening to a message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. The following sermon was recorded during our Sunday morning worship service. The notes for this sermon are available on our website at www.manhattanchurch.org/sermonnotes. We hope that this message will be helpful to you and encourage you to explore the Word of God. And now, this week's message.
This is a reading from Joshua 24, 14 through 18. Now therefore revere Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. Now if you are unwilling to serve Yahweh, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is Yahweh, our God, who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And Yahweh drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve Yahweh, for he is our God."
I extend my thanks to Aaron and Mary and Leighton, and especially to all of you who shared the lives of your loved ones with us today. Their testimonies are powerful, and I am truly grateful to every one of you. We are all blessed. If you're checking your watch and starting a timer of some kind, I can assure you I'll be done in 5 minutes. But I didn't want this sacred moment to pass, because we're in a unique place of perspective right now that we very rarely reach. It's usually only at funerals when we stop and realize how precious life is. And I want us to join with Joshua in this moment as he looks back. Two verses before this, it says Joshua knows that he's about to die. And these are his final words that he levels at his people. And what is it? Let life come and go how it may. Be cast about by the circumstances around you. No. He says, make a choice. Make a choice about how you're going to live. Right now, when we're in this moment, looking back at what God has done, looking forward to what God has promised to do, looking into the fact that God has told us that we are his children, choose to live in that place. You can live with the ites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, and all the ites and all their gods. You can live with them. You can listen to them. You can let them define you and who you are. Or you can let Yahweh and his love for you, his rescue of you from slavery, his promise that he has a better land for you in which he will care for you and take care of you. And so this call to intentionality in living is where Joshua leaves us today and where I want to leave us. As we have heard these stirring testimonies of life who have made a difference, of all these lives that have been well lived, none of that was by accident. These were not lives lived in reaction to the circumstances around them. They were lives lived intentionally and on purpose. Jesus tells us to live our lives intentionally, to take up our cross every Sunday when we come to church and think about him. Can I hear a no? No. Luke 9:23, if you know, come on now. No, he says, anyone who will be my disciple must take up their cross daily. And follow me. It's not accidental. It's a daily choice to take upon us the role of a follower of Christ Jesus. In another place in Matthew 6:23, he says, each day has enough trouble of its own. I mean, at the time he's telling you, don't worry about tomorrow. But to me, he's also saying about live today. Live in today. You know, one day at a time is a powerful slogan and a way to live for people recovering from addiction, but it's also a way for the followers of Christ to make the most of the time he's giving us, to walk in the truth of who we are by what he's done and what he's promised to do and who he's told us that we are. But you have to choose to listen to that identity and embrace it. If you don't choose to hear that and walk in it, embrace it, let me tell you, the world and the enemy will tell lies to you all day long about who you are and what really matters. In the parable of the sower, the weeds that grow up, what are they? The cares of the world, the lure of wealth, and the desire for things. What does the world care about? Pleasure, entertainment. Now, I am the first one to say that God has designed us for pleasure, and boy, has he given us some presence in that department, but not the way the world defines pleasure, at the cost and use of others, at the objectification of people around us, at the need to be in a screen every moment of the day instead of present in the day with each other. We aren't defined by how much we own, even though we hear ads all day long that pretty much say that if you don't own what we're trying to sell you, there's something wrong with you or you're living less. But the life with God is not built on things or wealth. It's built on the spectacular love of Jesus Christ. We are not worthless or worth only what we earn or own. We are priceless because God decided we were, because he made us in his image and sent his Son to reclaim us and places his Spirit within us. You'll forget every single one of the words I'm saying right now by Tuesday. They promise us that they promise us that in seminary, that by Tuesday, it'll all be gone. And they're probably right. If in this moment, though, you want to remember, you know, grab a piece of paper and write something on it, decision, or today, or devotional. I mean, starting your day with time with God, even if it means setting your alarm, dare I say it, 15 minutes earlier, so you can have that time to choose, to be intentional about the day to come. All these lives, all the lives that we've seen, and Joshua and his life with his people, Jesus and his life with his disciples, tell us there is much to live for. But it's not going to turn out the best if it's all by accident. You know, even the world gets this, and this is my last thing. Our favorite film clips are Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic saying, "Make it count," or Robin Williams in the Dead Poets Society with his carpe diem moment. And they're right. They just need to know a little more of what does make it count, of who makes it count. The days that we are seizing are the days that God has given us in order to bring glory to his name and others to his side. May God bless us in our memories of those we have honored today, in our hearts, and in our readings and tributes. My thanks again to all of you who have opened yourselves up to this family to share with us. As our benediction, I would urge you to stand and turn with me in your praise booklets, and Robert, find the call to worship at the beginning of the service. And let's read the first half of that scene in Revelation that gathers us all together. It's on page 7 if you're using your books. Robert's got it up here. We'll go to the second amen. "After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried," now it doesn't say they cried in a soft voice, it says they cried in a loud voice. Can you handle that? "They cried in a loud voice saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, 'Amen. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might.
be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
And may those who come behind us find us faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Remember who you are.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. We are located at 48 East 80th Street in New York City. To hear previous podcasts, visit our website at www.manhattanchurch.org.